some things that the Gateway Mall haven't changed. The fountains are still going, and music is still playing. But as you begin to walk through the open-air mall, the number of vacancies is hard to miss. Rochelle Frazier, marketing director for the mall, says the number of stores is down from 115 last year to just over 100 this year. But she says the number of shoppers is up.
Our traffic has been great. In fact, we've had a 63% increase in traffic on our Black Friday over last year.
But Stella Puckett, store manager at Bone Boutique, says day-to-day traffic is significantly down, and it's the store's devoted customers who are helping to sustain the business.
The traffic, the consistency is a lot slower than it was before City Creek. However, we have a lot of loyal clients, and it's not just us. There's a lot of stores here at Gateway that decided to stay that have like a clientele that they are loyal to that store, and they will come here no matter where it is.
Blickenstaff's is a Utah-owned vintage toy store. They opened their second shop at the Gateway 4 months ago. Assistant manager Jessica Hutch says they've taken a hit from the lack of crowds as well.
The holidays, we've been not as busy as normal, but we have had enough traffic. It's not so many crowds, but they do spend a bit heftier amount because it's Christmas time. You know, they're buying bigger toys, bigger gifts. So, I mean, the store's not empty. It's never empty, but it's just not packed.
Gateway officials say they are continuing to work with the Boyer Company, the mall's developer, to fill the vacant openings and have things in the works for the upcoming year. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.